Meredith Watkins, a geography teacher at Champlain College, is on the 88.9 Cube phone line to explain about the Sustainable Mobility Week that's just gone by. It's nice to speak with you, Ms. Watkins. What was this all about?
Last week, the City of Sherbrooke, in conjunction with the STS and also the Centre de Mobilité Durable de Sherbrooke, put together an activity or initiative whereby they wanted to basically have people become more aware of public transport and to promote it. And so they allocated free bus passes from Wednesday to Friday of last week, the 25th to the 27th. We at Champlain received 300 passes for students and 35 for faculty and staff.
Were they able to make use of all of those?
Well, colleague Vincent Grimard, who also teaches in geography, we engaged our students in our geography classes. We gave them at least three or four passes, of which they were supposed to distribute to students and to faculty and staff. We also devised a questionnaire as a follow-up. So at this point in time, we actually don't have the results of that follow-up, but we're hoping to be able to put the data together to get a sense of whether or not people actually took advantage of it. I'm sure that some people probably received passes but actually never used them, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd like to know why. So there are all kinds of things that hopefully we will be able to ascertain once we get the results from those questionnaires.
It just so happened that last week there was a thing in the news about the STS banning some of the students from riding the bus, like students who were intoxicated. Did that have any effect on this at all?
Not that I was aware of with my students so much. We actually did go into Sherbrooke on Thursday. We had a field trip and we all took the bus together. I have 35 students in my environment class.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, there were quite a few who've never taken the bus before. And out of those 35 students in my class, only three of them actually have bus passes. So in all honesty, I don't think that my students really take advantage of the public transport in Sherbrooke. They all have their own cars.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So this is something to make them, this project was something to make the students more aware of the buses and probably not to use their own cars, because I guess there may be even parking problems, right?
Well, there are parking problems at Bishop's, and people complain about it quite regularly, just in the sense that they have to walk greater distances. But the idea, I've been teaching at Champlain for 13 years, and the number of cars, like the increase, is just really quite remarkable. And a lot of students, too, are driving themselves to school,
mm-hmm.
from school. And obviously the primary reason for everybody is just convenience. It's a time issue. Unfortunately, sometimes the bus, even though you're a 10-minute car ride, could take you up to 30 minutes. So when people weigh the time factor, they have a tendency to go with whatever is more convenient.
Right, right. And as you said, you haven't really had the results of the week last week yet. When do you expect to get these results?
We're collecting them from my students. I'll be collecting them by the end of the week, and I think Vincent is doing the same thing. So in the coming weeks, we should have a good idea of how effective it was in terms of people actually using it and getting a sense of how it could serve them, you know, instead of using their vehicles.
Okay. And how will we hear about these results?
They will be probably published in the Champlain website.
Mm-hmm.
But also it would just be a matter of perhaps people inquiring about it. But it really is a matter of us just doing it for the college and publishing it, as I said, on our website for people to view and to get a sense.
Okay. So if anybody wants to, any parents who have kids in Champlain and want to encourage their children to take the bus, what is your website so they could check this out?
It's crc-lennox.qc.ca.
Okay. And is there any particular place that they would go to find this on the website?
It's a news feed on the main site, and so they would just simply to be able to follow it there. It would either be directly posted as it initially opens, or you can subsequently just look at a previous news feed. So if they look at it in a few weeks after, then it'll still be there.
All right.
Yeah. There was actually another initiative that took place during Sustainable Mobility Week, and it was a used bike pickup. With the intention of collecting bicycles for underprivileged students. It was really in conjunction with the Commission Scolaire de Sherbrooke, and the idea is to get bikes, to refurbish them, so that students that actually don't own a bicycle can still partake in class activities. And so we did that last Wednesday at the college. Mm-hmm. We were a drop-off site, along with other institutions throughout the city. And we managed to get just over 16 bikes.
16 bikes?
Yes.
Okay. If students want to get a hold of a bike like this, what do they have to do?
Well, I believe it's with the actual school board itself. The mm-hmm. idea is that they will get a sense of the need, I guess, for students who actually do not have bicycles, and they will distribute them accordingly. So
okay.
It is through the school board that'll take place.
Okay. So thank you very much for your time today and explaining all of this to us.
You're very welcome.